Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension report on this Wednesday morning. Today's Wednesday, July 28th, which also happens to be the first day of the Cass County Fair. Here at the Extension Office, we will be busy this entire week with all of the different fair activities, and we are excited to be back to a more normal fair after having to limit many activities in the 2020 fair. We hope the public will come out and join us for all of the different activities that will be going on around the fairgrounds throughout the week. As I mentioned, today is the beginning of the fair from a judging perspective. There are not a lot of public activities going on the fairgrounds. However, all day long we will have youth coming and going from the fairgrounds as we bring all of our 4-H and FFA static exhibits in. Today we'll also be judging for our bucket of junk entries, and our Clover Kids Showcase exhibits will be coming in. All of those youth coming in today will be having one-on-one conversations with a caring adult trained judge, sharing all of the things they have learned and done in their project areas, and sharing the exhibits that are the outgrowth of that project work throughout the year. On Thursday, we will be bringing most of the livestock onto the grounds. By the end of the day, we will have everything except our beef animals checked into the fairgrounds. Thursday afternoon is also the kickoff of many of our public events. Thursday is the first day that our chuck wagon and our fair food stand and FFA food stand will be open. So if you've been waiting almost 2 years now to get your hands on some Cass County Fair food, we invite you to come out Thursday as those food stands open for the week. Our public events begin at 5 p.m. when the 4-H and FFA static exhibits building opens. As I mentioned, all of our 4-H and FFA static exhibits, as well as our bucket of junk, will be on display. We will also have exhibits up of some of the prejudging that was done. Prejudging happened in the area of clothing selection and fashion review, as well as our new table setting contest this year. Also want to remind folks that both the table setting contest and bucket of junk will have people's choice judging going on throughout the week. So we invite you to stop up to the building and check out those exhibits throughout the week. That building closes Monday evening. Also in the foyer as you come in at 5 p.m. will be our 4-H fair food sale. These are all the food and nutrition exhibits that were brought into fair, and those will be available for purchase by the public. That 5 p.m. time is a new time this year, so we hope you will come check that out. At 7 p.m. our entertainment for the evening kicks off at the garden up here on the top of the hill right north of the community center. We'll be crowning the Little Miss and Mister for Cass County Fair, followed by the King and Queen contest at 7:30, and our 4-H awards program and senior recognition at intermission around 8 p.m. The beef come onto the grounds Friday morning, and our shows kick off. Rabbit show and horse show begin first thing in the morning. Our dog show is happening at 11 a.m. and our Clover Kids Animal Show at 3:30. Share the Fun and Style show will be happening in the building at 5:30, and our grandstand entertainment opens with mutton busting at 6:30 and the bull ride at 8 p.m. A reminder to folks that the entire Cass County Fair is free for all gate and grandstand admission. There is no charge to attend any event at the fair. Of course, that's free because we ask you come out and support the food stand. I have a lot of great volunteers that will be working and serving and donating through the food stand this year, and we invite you to check out our donor and sponsor signs and thank those folks as you see them around town in the coming weeks. On Saturday, our livestock shows kick off with the sheep show in the morning. Our herd dog trials kick off in the horse arena at 8:30 in the morning. The pet show is at 10 a.m. and the meat and dairy show for goats kicks off at 11 a.m. Here in the building, we'll have our working exhibits and educational presentations beginning at noon, livestock judging in the outdoor show ring beginning at 3 p.m., and in the grandstand, our tractor pulls will be up on the tractor pulling track beginning at 6 p.m. Sunday at 7:30 a.m., our swine show kicks off the livestock portion of the fair. A tractor ride leaves from the fairgrounds at 8:30 a.m. They're headed to Lewis and will be back around noon when the tractor display will be set up from noon to 3 o'clock down on the grandstand concourse. Our poultry show also kicks off at 10 a.m. Decorator's showcase will be in the building at noon, and our pedal tractor pull will be up here in the top parking lot around 2:30. County Fair church service at 4:30, and our cow-calf and feeder-calf show kicks off at 5:30 p.m. in the outdoor show ring. The horse fun show is in the horse arena at 6:30, and golf cart races in the grandstand at 7 p.m. Monday, August 2nd, is the last day of full show day here at the fair. The beef show kicking off livestock in the morning. Best of Iowa in the community center beginning at 9 a.m. The Cass County Cattlemen's Kid Cattle Clinic will be at 1 p.m., and the Rotary Watermelon Feed will be outdoors about 11 a.m. by the Beef Show. The Building Awards will wrap up the fair beginning at 4 p.m. indoors, and then the Parade of Champions will recognize our livestock champions outdoors at 5:45 p.m. There will be a short intermission after the Parade of Champions for a bucket of junk and fundraising auction, and then our Grand Champion beef selection begins at 6:30 p.m. The final event of the fair is our Youth Council Volleyball Tournament that will be happening at 7:30 p.m., and we are still taking entries for that as well. The wrap-up for fair is on Tuesday, August 3rd, when our livestock sale begins in the indoor show ring at 8 a.m., and we encourage folks to come out and support our youth as they sell the livestock projects they have worked so hard on all year. For more information on other things happening throughout the fair, including our commercial booths, live daily painting, other activities, and food around the fair, we encourage you to check out the full fair brochure and schedule on the Cass County Extension website. You can also follow the Cass County Iowa Fair on Facebook or Instagram for daily updates, photos, and schedules. There are printed posters around town and in local newsstands as well. I encourage you to come out and join us for the 2021 Cass County Fair happening now through Tuesday, August 3rd on the Cass County Fairgrounds in Atlantic. For more information on everything upcoming through Cass County Extension, give us a call, 712-243-1132. Find us online anytime at our website or Facebook, or stop by 805 West 10th Street on the fairgrounds. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension. I hope to see you at the fair.